This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me in the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio is Stephen Gates. He is the curator, organizer, insert title of your choosing of the KUAF Fulbright Summer Chamber Music Festival. Stephen, welcome back.
Thank you so much. It's always good to be here.
It is a six-week festival, and we're about to talk about the penultimate.
That's right. We're getting there.
Yes.
Yeah.
Rossini, Schubert, and
Webern.
Webern. Okay. Who composed in the first half of the 20th century.
Right. Right.
The Rossini Quartet. A beautiful piece.
Beautiful piece. Written. He wrote a set of, I believe, six. I'm not positive on that number. Of quartets for the somewhat unlikely combination of two violins, cello, and string bass. You know, your standard when we say string quartet means two violins, viola, and cello. In this case, two violins, cello, and string bass. And one of the reasons, honestly, we're doing the piece is that we have this wonderful string bassist around named Mike Montgomery, who's played with us two or three times already this summer. And this is a piece that I've known about for years, or this set of pieces, and I actually had some of the music, and he did too. And so we're finally getting a chance to do one of them. And it's short and sweet and happy and very typically Rossini.
Most of the concerts start with something that's upbeat and shorter.
Yeah, I just think that's a nice idea. You know, you want to draw people in and make them glad they're there, and instead of scaring them off. And it does, as you point out, our concerts tend to follow a format of something that's, well, I don't really like the word accessible, but accessible will do. Something that's tuneful and a lovely piece.
And then the Webern.
And then the Webern. And before people start thinking, well, I don't want to go to this concert if it's got Webern on it. This is a early piece by Webern, written for the traditional string quartet that I mentioned, two violins, viola, and cello. And it simply has the title, my German is not great, Langsamer Satz, which means it's just a slow piece for string quartet. It's short, as is almost everything Webern wrote. And it's very, I don't know, the best word I can think of is romantic. It's very pretty. It's very beautiful. It's very lush. And it has a little bit of, you know, you get some hints in there of the direction that Webern would head later on in his life. But a lot of his later pieces are very kind of pointillistic. And this is not at all. This is pretty lush melodies with harmonies. And there are a couple of other pieces by Webern in this vein. One piece I happen to know is for cello and piano. And again, that same kind of, it sounds like he almost came out of the tradition, and I guess he did really, of Mahler and Wagner and that romantic German kind of tradition, although he was a student of Schoenberg's and adopted that style later on in his life. I don't know the year it was written or how old he was, but he must have been young. And it's just it's a surprisingly pretty piece with Webern's name on it, let's say. You know, he was a musicologist might say he was an important composer in the early part of the century. And more approachable than some, I would say, even when he got that sort of more 20th century sound kind of thing.
Last week you promised piano was going to be involved in each of the last three concerts, and you're making good on the promise this time?
Yep. Yep. Last week we did three pieces with piano, and this week we're going to do what is one of my favorite pieces in the world, the Schubert Second Piano Trio in E-flat major, written for, of course, violin, cello, and piano. It's quite substantial. It's a long piece, and hence it balances well the first two pieces, both of which are on the short side. Schubert, many people who are listening will know, wrote pieces that tend to be lengthy, but, you know, oftentimes when you say, well, that piece is too long, you mean it. But Schubert, for at least my taste, is never too long. He has materials that he works out very thoroughly. We sometimes kid in rehearsal about having to go through every single key before he gets back to the home key or something like that. But he was such a great composer. And all four movements of this trio are absolutely stunning and wonderful, and as I say, this is sort of, for me, one of my life pieces that I have played before in this case, but just would play it every single chance I got. So I'm very happy about getting to play this.
There will be a reception afterwards.
Yes.
It's free.
It's free.
Parking is easy.
Parking is easy, and we, if anybody listening, by the way, would like to get on to our mailing list from the music department, and every time we do this, we include a map for parking purposes. They could email me at sgates@uark.edu or call the music office, and we can get them on a mailing list that will have a few little, in the summer anyway, we write a few little notes, just very casual notes, kind of like this, about the program, and has a map of the concert and a reminder, because we changed locations somewhat, a reminder of where it is and how to get there and all of that. And this one is back at Stella Boyle Smith Concert Hall with the parking garage on the other side of the street, actually. It's right there.
And when you are on this email list of University of Arkansas Music Performances, you might be surprised just how many opportunities there are, most of them free or otherwise very inexpensive.
Right. We do the mailing list, we sort of co-opt almost in the summer for our chamber music festival. But during the year, we send out email notices at least once a month listing everything, and there is an awful lot going on. And as you say, virtually all of it, and certainly I think it's fair to say all of it that's in our own concert hall is free. When we play down at Walton Arts Center with the orchestra or the choir or something like that, there's a nominal charge, but it's still not expensive. And it really, even when we charge, I think of it as a real value for the money.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
Stephen, thank you so much.
Thank you. See you next week for the last time.
You bet.